It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I was laughing so hard I almost shit my pants.
Almost?
It's dirty. It's hairy. And it smells delicious.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. That may be my favorite.
You like that one?
Instant replay.
It's dirty.
Uh-huh. Yes.
It's hairy.
Right.
And it smells delicious.
I don't know why I love it, but I do.
I know.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to have Joe McLeod, our movie reviewer, is going to tell us all about the good movies. Hope you got a chance to see Batman.
Yeah.
That's the one I want to hear about.
And, the Dark's Night.
The Dark's Night. Looking forward to that. And also, we're going to have our first segment and the final hour of Buzz Burbank. But first, let's check our audio vault. Open it up, Robbie.
There it is.
We do have some audio. There was some interesting TV on last night.
Yeah.
And you got some clips from that, don't you?
Yeah. You know, I think we should table the Japanese game show until next week. I'd like to cut up a whole episode.
It's that worthy, you think?
It really merits a lot of discussion, but and maybe a bit of thought.
It's dirty. It's hairy.
Can we tease people?
Do you want a taste of it?
Just a little taste.
Yeah, I'd like to hear some.
Some people may have stumbled across this on TV last night.
It's a reality show where they send, you know, right-thinking Americans to Japan, and they compete on a game show.
Right-thinking, that's your editorial.
You guys, take off your clothes. Right now.
You're crazy.
Name tag,
name tag, everything. I have a very special costume for you guys. Now I have chicken head.
Oh, wow.
They're making them get naked except for their underwear and put on a chicken head.
Is this cut number one?
This is no, this is not on that grid.
Okay. Oh!
Chicken head.
Now, Beth Ann has flown into the studio with excitement. You're excited about this.
It's my favorite new show.
She really? Called me in my home.
I called him at home. I said, Rob, you got to tape this.
And what's the title of the show again?
I survived a Japanese game show.
All right. I'm going to watch it next week. I'm excited
and
now.
And we should have I Survived a Japanese Radio Show.
Thank you, Beth Ann. There's it. Always on. No off switch.
That's right.
Beth Ann McBride, no off switch at all.
I Survived a Japanese Radio Show 2008.
There it is.
And once again, we've discussed already that we worry about Willard.
Yes. Oh, very much so.
Willard, I love Willard.
I do, too.
I can't. I mean, I'm really sincere about this. I think Willard is not only a great broadcaster, but he is a guy that has been so kind to other people in the business and really is legendary. Willard went to AU just like I did, American University, and I love Willard. But Willard, some of his episodes on the Today Show have been a little questionable.
I feel that this is really Willard being just a little inappropriate. Tell me if I'm off base or not.
Let's listen to inappropriate Willard Scott.
Happy birthday. Aura Burton, Oakland, California, 100 years old, enjoys playing with her poodle. Keisha plays all types of card games, loves entertaining, and shaking her hips. I'll shake your hips. Tom Moody.
I'll shake your hips.
No, he's not inappropriate. He's just being Willard,
Rob. Are you sure he doesn't want a boner?
After playing with her poodle, he's cranked up.
Shake your hips.
No doubt about it.
I'll shake your hips.
Willard's going to go grab the 100-year-old. Yes,
okay,
sir.
And while we're on the subject of the Today Show, we've discussed these before when on high def, they do the local weather cutaway.
Yes. Okay.
But this time they almost got it right. We got video from Channel 4 locally, but we still got the audio from New York.
Okay, very good.
Let's listen. That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
30 seconds. Yeah, Jim, come on in. Come on back. Get out of here. Come on back in your rightful position. Okay.
Your rightful position.
Matt, start on three here.
15 seconds. Throw him, Matt, please.
Great idea.
There you go.
Glad I thought of it. You know, if I were you, I'd be leaving. What a good idea.
Four.
Roker.
Three.
Roker with the attitude a little bit.
Your latest weather, Matt.
And then they chopped him at the end.
And then they screwed it up at the end.
Rob, I stayed up, and I didn't even tell my All-Star Game story last night, that my cell phone rings at 11 o'clock. I run downstairs. I am sound asleep. I had no intention of staying up to watch this game. My buddy calls me, my Yankee fan buddy Randall, and Randall says, hey, you know, I hate to root for your Red Sox, but I got to hand it to J.D. Drew. That's all he leaves me on the message. I go back. I watch the game. I start it in the eighth inning. I am hooked. I bailed out, I believe, in the 12th inning.
Oh, my
in,
God.
The, you know, the longest game.
Longest one ever.
This is when it's love-hate baseball. But, you know, because there's something on the line, if you're a baseball fan, it's home field advantage in the World Series for the American League, if you're an American
League
fan.
Makes a big deal, right?
Or the National League, if you're a National League fan. And this was a great game. They were running out of people in the game. They were running out of pitchers, running out of position players.
Wow.
And I really,
the...
when I went to sleep, I finally gave up on it. I said, they're not going to play it. It's going to end up in a tie, and I'm not going to stay up and watch that crap. They played 15 innings last night.
Here's that J.D. Drew moment that you missed.
Okay.
2-1 pitch is ripped into right at the wall. This ball is gone. Tie game, two-run shot. J.D. Drew, first-time All-Star.
Can I hear a cut number 8 where the where the All-Star Yankees fans boo the Red Sox?
Oh, this is great. This is such
I really didn't.
Yankees.
See, I didn't see the early. I came in the eighth inning, so I didn't get a chance to hear anything.
I missed most of the pregame, too, but I heard it was pretty excellent.
Okay.
Here is the classy New York fans.
And for the American League, from the Boston Red Sox, Kevin Youkilis.
I like that.
And for the American League, from the Boston Red Sox, Dustin Pedroia.
I love it. I love it.
A warm New York welcome.
It. That's what it's all about.
Isn't that great?
All right, what else we got? Anything else here, Rob?
Let's see. I got a couple more cuts from the game. Do you want to hear any of Josh Groban or Sheryl Crow performing last night?
Now, what is the All-Star George Steinbrenner balls? What is that?
That's his porno moment.
What is that, really?
No, this is...
Because they were talking about him being frail, and when I hear that, did he have any one of these...
No, he's actually... This is more just the description of it. This is when he brought out the balls for the first pitch.
Okay, all right.
So it's not much audio to that. And that's about it. That's the best stuff for today, unless you want to get into the mystery that is Madonna's brother.
One little tease on that. We'll probably try to do that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
This is Chris Ciccone, who is Madonna's brother, and a little gay.
He is gay.
If you can be a little gay.
Outwardly gay.
Openly out of the closet gay. Let's listen to Chris Ciccone, just a little taste of him.
At one point, if you've seen the Truth or Dare movie, when she's rolling around in my mother's grave, that was a turning point for me. And my relationship with her. I kept it inside, but I thought to myself, okay, there are no boundaries now. You know, my mother's now become a bit player in her life story. And it hurt me. And my opinion of her altered at that moment.
He's been on ABC more than Sam Champion this week.
Turn my microphone up as much as you can.
Oh, okay, you want to do an impression? Go.
And then I put on a winged cape. And I flew. I'm a Chris Ciccone.
Oh, how was that?
And when she rolled around, and then I decided I would jump up on the roof and fly. I would fly all over the neighborhood.
Do you like men or women?
I like men.
Do you?
I'm Chris Ciccone. Very excited. Has he written a book? Is that what this is about?
Yes.
He's written a book?
Yes, he has a tell-all book.
And it's been overly hyped, and the way they've been describing it is that it was going to be a real big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the press has come out, it makes me feel like maybe Madonna might be behind it, and I wouldn't put it past her.
Okay.
She is one of the best. Can I play one more cut of him?
One more Chris Ciccone, and then we'll get to Joe McLeod on.
I'm going
to
put your mic down. I'm sorry about that.
One more, please.
One more, please.
Mm-hmm. You had to basically dress your sister before she went out on stage.
Not very many brothers find themselves on their knees in their sister's dressing room wiping sweat off of her naked body. It's just, it was an odd situation.
Why?
And it wasn't, you know, I couldn't really tell my friends. But I wanted to be there for her, and I knew that she needed someone there that she could trust.
He assisted her.
Why is that turning me on? I'm sorry, but he just says something about Madonna's naked body.
He assisted her early in her career, and when she toured, one of his jobs was to wipe her down.
Wipe her down, baby. All right, that's the audio vault
Thank
for
you,
today.
Guys.
We'll have more tomorrow. And let's get Joe McLeod, our movie guy, McLeod, on the line. Hi, Joe. Oop, I got to take this one here. Hello, Joe McLeod. How are you?
Hola, amigos.
From Baltimore, Maryland. Joe, a lot of movies. We've been gone for a little bit of time, and they're talking about a lot of stuff. I want you to end today, if you don't mind, with the Big Magilla, the Batman movie.
Oh,
I assume you got a chance to see it, right?
Yes, of course.
That's a
are
good
you
thing. That's a very, very good thing. What is on the Joe McLeod list of films for this week?
Well, the list of stuff that I saw, Hellboy 2, The Golden Army.
Let's start with Hellboy 2.
Okay, comic book movie, you know, delivers everything that you want out of a comic book movie. Lots of stuff to look at, stuff flying around, you know. From the basement of the science building,
yes.
I would like to say I'm a little angry that they changed the color of Selma Blair's flames. They used to be blue. Now they're red.
Are you a connoisseur of the Hellboy franchise?
You know, I really liked the first movie, and they kind of missed it this time.
Huh. Okay.
It's not as good as the first one.
At the CGI, and with a movie like this, you always think about the CGI. I saw just trailers for it. Is the CGI just a little completely over the top?
You know, yeah. It's just like I'm kind of burning out on all this stuff. But there's one moment in this movie. There's one moment of complete bizarreness that's centered around a Barry Manilow song.
Oh, really?
I Can't Smile Without You.
That's my favorite Manilow song.
That's the one that opens
you
up.
You old queen, Rob.
I like it because Jerry would sing it on the telephone.
So is it, but does that make the movie? Obviously not.
I liked it a little more. The movie endeared itself to me a little bit more because of that. But you know what? It's a comic book movie. You know, I give it a 9 because it's a comic book movie. If you show up for this movie, you're gonna get lots of comic book stuff.
Okay, so if you're that kind of person that wants to go see that, you recommend that.
Yeah,
movie.
not as good as the original, but they have a new character, Dr. Kraus, who has a German accent.
Oh, that's always nice to have that German accent. Yes. I saw the scene where I don't even know. I guess it's Hellboy, and he's fighting these
the one with the horns,
the red guy.
Yeah. Who plays that role?
That's Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman.
Who I believe was television's The Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
Ron Perlman is always some sort of, like, demon.
Well, yeah, he's a mutant. I mean, he's a giant man.
Sure, what do you expect?
He's a mutant.
Yeah. He has a big square head.
Ron, 9 stars.
Ron Gold.
I saw the Ron Perlman in Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
It was a TV show, right?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, so
he lived under the city and has recited poetry.
Hellboy, to me, is CGI gone wild and
body
CGI.
Body makeup gone wild. More of the body makeup. And it's this whole movement called steampunk, where they like do all kinds of, you know, fantabulous machines and stuff, but there's not a lot of computers. It's all machines with buttons and dials and stuff like that.
Still, you'd pay $9 to see it.
Yeah. It's for the steampunk fetishist. It is a full, you know, experience.
I think we learned last time you were here, Joe, you're very, very generous, and hopefully as time goes on, you'll become more and more cynical and caustic, like we are.
Oh, no. I've got something on my list that does not deserve generosity.
All right. What's your next one on your list?
Ladies and gentlemen, I present Meet Dave.
Eddie Murphy
movie.
Oh, God. Eddie Murphy. Is the roller coaster on the way down again for Eddie Murphy?
You know what? This guy, he's just been milking it. He's just been milking these PG movies because I think somebody told him, you want to make a lot of money? You know, after all that bad press with the lady that he picked up with the foot or whatever, you know, he got into all those family films. He did all that Dr. Dolittle stuff.
Right.
And, you know, and he
Daddy
really cashed in.
Haunted Mansion.
He's doing sucky movies all the way to the bank.
Yeah, and this is another one?
This one's it should be called Meet S. It's really bad.
Meet
wow,
S.
That's cruel.
We have one he doesn't like.
I wrote down a score for this, and I wrote down whatever fraction of a dollar which can be expressed in a positive integer which would reflect the time you would linger on it before flipping to something else on cable.
Wow.
That's horrible.
Meet Dave, premise of Meet Dave, what is the storyline?
Meet Dave. Dave is a spaceship shaped like a human being. Inside of him are these little aliens. One of them looks like Eddie Murphy. And they're trying to, you know, get an element from the planet Earth and take it back to their home world to save their planet.
All right, that's the land of sucks, so a penny for that one. What's next on the list?
Space Chimps for the matinee moms and dads.
Hold on just a second. We have a guy outside that's coming in.
Wants to talk to you about
Charlie.
Space Chimps!
You've been waiting all week, Charlie.
I wanted to come in and say, Rob, that on tomorrow's show, no matter what Joe McLeod says, I will be giving you my review of Space Chimps.
It opens in 2 days, Charlie. Have you seen it?
Bye-bye!
I don't know if he's seen it.
He didn't say whether he'd seen it or not.
It doesn't really matter.
How did you like Space Chimps?
Should I just leave Space Chimps for Charlie?
No, you go ahead. We'd like to hear a real review because Charlie's going to love it. It's got chimps in it.
Okay, you know, this is it's a cartoon. It's disposable crap. It's worth parking the kids in front of it so you can take a couple laps around the mall.
Right.
But, you know, it's CG, you know, computer animated garbage, you know, whatever the matinee price for kids is, you know, $4.
You know, it seems more and more, it really does seem more and more to me that you're getting these films where there's some guy in an 8x8 room with a bunch of computers, and that's what's generating our cinema
now. 20 guys in Korea.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. It's just really more and more and more. This is the time. This is summertime, man. This is when we're supposed to be getting the good. We're supposed to be getting the good stuff now. You know, we really are.
But you know what? Space Chimps opened the same week that Dark Knight opened, so it's like everybody's afraid of Dark Knight.
Right. Yeah, about Space Chimps, is there a decent laugh in it? Because some of those movies, like the Shrek movies and Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, you have to go to those because you've got kids.
Exactly.
No, you know what? I mean, I think the kids will like it because it's that cartoon, action stuff, people bumping into stuff, people running around, stuff like that. But this movie is really garbage.
Wow. Okay, that's it. That's another bad one, another penny for that.
And look, there's one thing that really bugs me about movies like this, about these animated movies. Uh-huh. Okay, the head chimp of this is Andy Samberg from Saturday Night Live.
Right. Andy Gold.
What qualifies him to be a voice talent?
Yeah, I know.
He's just a famous guy.
That's what it is.
Like Mel Blanc.
In the old days, I totally agree with you, Joe. Because in the old days, they would have voice guys.
They
were cartoon guys.
Who knew how to do it? Exactly. Guys would stand 5 feet away from the microphone and scream at the top of their lungs to get a certain sound.
Now they don't do that. Okay, we got about 1 minute left. What else do you have on your list?
Journey to the Center of the Earth. Huge surprise.
Ooh.
3D movie. I don't like any kind of gimmick movies, anything like that. Journey to the Center of the Earth was G-rated. Amazing, wholesome family entertainment, like an old Swiss Family Robinson movie or something like that. And the 3D was cool.
How many dollars you give it?
They charged $12 for this because it's 3D, so I'm subtracting $2 from my normal score.
All right,
so
$10.
They're only getting an 8 because they charged me $12.
$8, I like it. Very, very good. And now let's get to it, The Dark Knight, Batman. That's the movie everybody's talking about.
It's the movie of the summer.
Oh, really? You loved it?
No. Fanboy would say never too much of a good thing, but too much. Just huge expectations for this film, okay? Mm. We got, the unfortunate demise of Heath Ledger.
Right.
I'm going to be tough on this movie because of the huge expectations.
Okay.
Okay? It's more than a comic book movie, but it is so relentlessly dark.
Yeah.
And it's incredibly bummer.
Okay, I thought it might be.
But I got to say this, man. It's all about the new and improved Joker product. Heath Ledger is amazing as a Joker. He makes the film. He's the best thing about the film. He's the reason you go to the movie. If he wasn't in it, this movie would be boring.
Do you think he gets a... Go ahead, Rob.
I'm sorry, Mark. I had a question about that. I was feeling that they started the Oscar buzz on Heath so early. Do you think that's possibly manufactured by the studios?
Possibly, yeah.
Because, I mean, but that was the knock on the first Batman
movie.
Is the performance,
if you go to this performance and he's still alive, do you think everybody's talking about Oscar?
He has such a great turn with this. It's like,
really?
It's like, think about all the guys you've seen play the Joker, Cesar Romero, Jack Nicholson, whatever.
I had heard buzz about his performance before he died. I had actually heard that. They were talking about, hey, this is a new Joker. It's not like Jack Nicholson.
Right.
This is going to wow you. And you're saying that his performance is a decent performance.
Amazing performance.
Oscar
compelling. This is what's going to stay with you about the movie. Not all the explosions, not all the CGI, not all the if so many sequences of stuff, but really this film is like relentlessly violent. I can't believe it didn't get an R rating. Heath Ledger is what's going to stay with you. The Joker is what's going to stay with you in this movie.
All right, very good. And how many dollars do you give it?
I'm giving it a 9 because I'm not a fanboy.
All right, very good. Not a fanboy. Joe, good job. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you again with the movies, okay?
Thanks, Joe.
Thank
you, sir.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for the
Joe.
Report. Very good. We appreciate that. Good job today. And I don't know. I kind of buy into that. They're talking about the underlying meaning. It's effing Batman.
It's Batman.
It's a comic book. I don't want to, I'm not looking for that in a Batman movie.
I call back to, I guess it was 89 when the other Batman came out with Michael Keaton. They said one of the structural problems with it is the villain should never be more dynamic and exciting than the hero.
Yeah, and that's
the
mistake.
They're talking this up like this, then maybe Heath Ledger should have played Batman.
I think they're just making something. They're trying to make pudding out of crap.
I do not trust studios.
I don't think so. I just don't think this movie's going to be that. We'll see what happens when it comes out and see the other reviews that happen. But, Joe said if you're into it, go see Heath Ledger's performance.
Everybody says Ledger's good.
Final buzz of the afternoon. Buzz Burbank, what's happening?
Well, you might be getting another tax rebate check before the year's over.
There you go, Mike.
Yeah, because the first one worked so well.
You got yours yet?
No, because I'm filing an extension again.
An extension on your thing?
Yeah, I'm filing an
Not
extension.
Not on your thing.
Don't you have to file before you get your rebate back?
You do.
Yeah, so I'm not going to get mine because I haven't even filed yet.
Oh,
I don't think we got ours, but who knows? My wife is busy not paying the water bill.
I had some issues with this little business in 2007.
How's that?
Yes, thank you.
Seeing that most of the first checks, the rebate checks, were eaten up by higher gas prices and higher food prices, Democrats in Congress are pushing toward a second rebate, perhaps in time for the holidays. The proposal also spends some of your tax dollars on everything from fixing our crumbling roads and bridges to extending unemployment pay and helping low-income families heat their homes in the winter. President Bush is against this second rebate for now. He says he wants to wait and see the effects of the first round of checks.
You know, if there was a magic wand to wave, I'd be waving it.
That's right.
But there is no magic wand to wave right now.
Of course. Thank you. A new report out today says prices are up 5% over the last year.
Everything.
Incomes, not so much. Incomes were down by 1%.
Are you listening, Michael Hughes?
Incidentally, idea in development. It's right up here right now. Haven't even put it on paper yet.
Right.
But, you know, prices are going out of, you know, let's make a deal. I just thought I'd throw that out to both you gentlemen. Let's make a deal.
Uh-huh.
You know, have a glass of wine tonight. Think about it. Let's make a deal.
Excellent.
Something to do with prices. Something to do with outrageous prices.
Can I be Carol Merrill?
Yes, you can be Carol Merrill. Yes, no, wear that special
bra.
You
can be Jay bringing the box down the aisle.
Now, you know, I was thinking about for this show, we're always thinking about different ideas to do for games because we love playing games on this particular show. We really do.
Ideas that we steal.
I love the ideas that we steal. They're fantastic. But I'm really thinking something that will be directly related to outrageous prices because right now...
Yeah.
It's affecting everybody. You're going into the grocery store, and everybody is stopping and saying, that's a gallon of milk?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, what is happening? I mean, it's really outrageous. So,
you know
down the road, we'll think of something.
It might lend itself better to the Price is Right, like a pricing game.
Price is Right!
Wonderful!
Yeah, we could do that. We'll have something
we had
for that.
Somebody to do the voice.
It would be incredible. Look for that next week on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's in development. We'll have something for you.
I like it.
Thank you.
Gas prices have gone so high, you may have heard about some older gas pumps that can't even register a price above $3.99 a gallon. You'll be thrilled to learn they have solved the problem.
Of course they have.
A dealer in New Hampshire has pumps so old they won't read
above... How old are they?
They won't read above $2.99 a gallon. So now he's selling his gas by the half gallon. Whatever the pump rings up, you pay double that amount.
There are, you know,
That's disgusting.
I discovered this a long time ago.
Really?
In the world of boating. There are a lot of old pumps like at marinas and places like that, and they've been doing that for a long time at different – when you gas up a boat, sometimes on rivers and rivers and lakes and beach. Yes. That's where they – I don't know why I said it like that.
They're old pumps, but if you're lonely.
Nothing like an old pump.
And you know, they do this in the grocery business too. Do you know now when you buy a half gallon of ice cream, it's like 3/4 of a half gallon of ice cream?
Why do they do that?
And the cereal doesn't go all the way where it should be.
Exactly.
I mean, it's never been filled up to the brim, but they've gotten lower and lower.
That package is sold by weight, not by volume. Some settling of the contents may have occurred during shipping and handling.
Hey, you want to see something even better than that?
What
about Crest toothpaste?
Oh, Rob, Crest has been shown to be a decay preventive dentifrice, proven to be of significant value when used in a conscientiously applied program of oral hygiene and regular professional care. Signed, the Council on Dental Therapeutics, American Dental Association.
Buzz Burbank, ladies and gentlemen.
I always have.
He wasn't reading when he said that, ladies and gentlemen.
Always love that.
Good job.
You're talking about the stuff in his head.
I know, that's true. I'm going to get you to do that. They're coming to take me away pretty soon. The whole repertoire.
Well, and here in our new Thunderdome economy, metal is money. Money metal.
That's why
people are stealing the manhole covers we told you about yesterday, or even parts of cars and selling them for scrap. In Wichita, somebody recently stole catalytic converters off some Red Cross vehicles, causing some senior citizens to miss their meal deliveries.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Exactly, Cletus. People are even selling off their own grills. And by grills, I mean the gold and or diamond dental accessories that
Lauren
and
I are rooting for you tonight.
You've seen them on here.
Good luck.
Right. Some people wear these on their teeth.
Just like our engineer Bear wears.
Yes, his grill.
Rapper Flavor Flav has grills.
Grillsville grill.
Spelled with a Z, of course. He doesn't need to pawn his grills, but many people are for that quick $50 to $100 they need for expenses.
It's just a, I can't answer your question beyond, beyond that.
What?
Thank you.
Our president.
John McCain says he's going to catch that wascally Osama bin Laden.
I want to assure you, you can have complete confidence that I will get Osama bin Laden and bring him to justice. I will do that for the crimes that he's committed against the people of this nation.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how come you didn't do it when you were in the Senate? You know, I'm sorry. That just pisses me off.
Obama promises.
That pisses me off.
Don't be.
Anybody can say that.
Obama promises he's going to catch a unicorn.
Anybody, well, you know.
And he'll do it, too.
I know.
Excuse me. That's okay. Go out in front of a large group and say you're going to catch the guy.
Uh-huh.
How are you going to do it? What's your plan?
Hey, one thing at a time.
I know. That just makes me mad.
They're doing campaigning, Mike.
The password is pandering.
They're campaigning.
Both candidates talked about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan yesterday. Barack Obama said he would end the war in Iraq in 16 months with some tactical adjustments.
You know what? That's a shade of the same thing, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
I think really, you know what I would respect is one of these two candidates getting on there and saying, I really think that I can do the best possible job, but I will evaluate situations as they occur.
Yeah, well, he did
without
say,
an agenda.
He did say with tactical adjustments. That's
he
his
said
sort
it after the fact.
There.
He's modified his position on that.
Modified.
I think they, you know, look, they're both politicians. That's what we got, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way it's going to work.
Of course.
It just frustrates me. I wish from the very beginning they would say that, but instead, we don't accept that. As American people, we don't accept that. If you come out and you say, "Yeah, I'm going to see, you know, how things are going," they go, "Oh, you're not decisive enough."
I don't know. I would vote for McCain if he could get us, if he could find him and cure cancer.
Yes.
If he could promise me both, then he's got my vote.
Well, he had the skin thing, right? Didn't
he? Yeah, but
he
only cured himself. I want him to cure everybody.
Everybody. Well, let's see if we can get him to promise it.
Obama reminded us that he voted against this misguided war and that John McCain voted for it. McCain said he would win the war in Iraq because that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
McCain reminds us that he voted for the surge that's working while Obama voted against it.
Yeah, all right.
And so they go. Barack Obama says he's actually less concerned about what this month's cover of New Yorker magazine may have done to him than he is about what it did to Muslim Americans. He says many of them are wonderful and do wonderful things. And the senator told Larry King last night that it's partly his own fault for not stepping up sooner to combat the lies and suspicion still being spread about him.
You know, this is amazing to me. We didn't talk about it much on the show.
No.
The legs that this story has. It says that
it might be the world's biggest non-story that I've seen in recent history.
So slow. It's such a slow news cycle right now that you've got this. For 4 days. I'm blown away. I didn't think this story would go outside of 24 hours, and they're still talking about the New Yorker magazine cover. And I read the article in New Yorker. It's really more of a history of his politics and how he became the pole that he is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, I mean that only in the best possible
politician,
way.
Yes.
If you question that it's a slow news cycle, know that in the first hour of the Today Show, they ran a two-minute cartoon today.
A two-minute cartoon, which is the, what is it called?
Jib-Jab.
The Jib-Jab.
Oh, yeah,
it's very funny, but still, the Today Show, they don't. Captain Kangaroo should show cartoons. Not
hold
the
on,
Today
guys.
Show.
I got it. This guy's been on the on hold for 20 minutes for about the All Star game.
Well, he should have called
Zach,
sooner.
From Fairfax, you've been waiting a long time. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you. I was really hoping Rob would have this bit, though. It was when Papelbon went on the mound, and all the Yankees fans started going nuts and chanting him overrated and just giving him a really hard time.
I read about that.
I
didn't
that.
Watch
didn't
it.
Didn't you hear that, sir? Don't you remember when I played it, Mike?
He didn't play it.
I didn't
play it. I'm a Red Sox fan, Rob. I wanted to hear the Papelbon booze.
Okay. It was actually quite humorous. Joe Buck kept on mentioning about it. And, you know, I was amazed by
well,
it.
Then,
it
well, then call Joe Buck, then.
Now, Rob, don't be personal.
Thanks,
he's,
Rob.
He's talking about the Red Sox. I wanted
like
to hear
Red
it.
The Red Sox as much as the next
guy. I came in at the eighth inning, and thanks for Randall for allowing me to get 4 hours of sleep last night watching the game. But you have to admit, Zach, even though it went 15 innings, pretty amazing All-Star game.
I'm surprised I stayed up long enough.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I watched the whole thing. My girlfriend was so irritated watching this game that I set up a second TV next to my TV so we could watch the movie at the same time while we watched the All-Star game.
All right, well,
and
Zach,
surprisingly enough, we got through most of the movie before that All-Star game was over.
Yeah, a truly amazing. Longest in history. Thanks for calling, Zach.
Thanks, bud.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Before remote control, did you ever have two TVs next to each other?
I have done two TVs next to each other.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, I've done it usually.
I did once in Jamaica.
Major events.
No.
I bet you did.
It's a different kind of TV.
Obama says the magazine cover showing him in a turban doesn't do anything to stop those lies and suspicions. Politics can get ugly. A businessman in Orange County, Florida, has purchased a billboard that features a photo of the burning World Trade Center with the caption, "Please don't vote for a Democrat."
Oh, God.
When we continue,
Jesus.
Brett Favre, prankster.
Oh, really?
Really?
Well, I don't make this stuff up.
All right, we'll be right back with more Buzz right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.